Hello to our hopeful casual listener. I have with me today the cast of Boris and Sergei 2. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
How did you think your first performance at the Bed Fringe went?
Yes, it was really good. It was really good.
You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
There was a few technical hitches along the way, but it was our first proper run in front of a paying audience. So that kind of thing, I guess, is to be expected. So it was all right. I think, you know, it's definitely there. It's just sort of getting it a bit more slick and hopefully, yeah, just the few bits and bobs that went wrong, not going wrong.
that's always the way. Yeah. Do that, but better next time.
There were a lot of laughs though. So
there were
in the right places.
Go down well.
Yes, it was good. Was there a little bit of improvisation that I hinted?
Oh yeah, there's always
with the sat nav moment.
Yeah.
That was
pretty.
But
yeah, it's a really important sort of part of the work that we do is improvisation as well. And we sort of we have a loose sort of structure to the script in all of our shows, and we like to sort of improvise around.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone really noticed that much.
Yeah.
But we hope, apart from maybe something falling apart, possibly. But I particularly enjoyed the little sneaky butterfly that got in the way of that moment. There's nothing to see here. But yeah, so how did you guys sort of get together and come up with this show?
We formed Flabbergast Theatre in 2010 to do a 20-minute piece as part of a sort of festival within a building in London in Bond Street. There's about 23 performances all in one night, each performance in a different room. We formed it then. We came up with the characters of Boris and Sergei. And then we kind of started rolling from there. And then we did sort of cabarets and bits and bobs. And then we were asked to do Edinburgh Fringe last year. And we took the material that we had and sort of condensed it, streamlined it, and put it into our previous show, which is Boris and Sergei's Vaudevillian Adventure, which we took to Edinburgh last year and did rather well.
Are you taking both of them this year?
Yeah, this year we're going up with both of them, so you can catch both episodes.
Excellent.
One and two. And we're doing a thing where if you run from one, there's basically there's 10 minutes between each show, and if you run between the two, you get a gold badge.
excellent, nice. Okay, well, if you haven't seen Boris and Sergei, you can come along to Bedford Theatre tomorrow, which is Sunday the 14th at 2:30, and you do have a workshop beforehand, don't you? Swan Hotel. So keep up to date with that. Bye!
Bye!
Oh, it's gonna
do it again.